Praise God. Hallelujah. So again, I thank you all for being on the line tonight. I tell you, I wouldn't have anybody to minister to if you weren't on this line. But I praise God for every one of you. We're going to get right into the word. And the word that God has given us for this week is walking in the favor of God. Walking in the favor of God. And that's an awesome place to be. And that's where, if you're walking in the favor of God, you just where you need to be. And that's where we all need to be and remain there. But you may ask, what is favor? Favor is an act of kindness performed or granted out of goodwill. It is preferential treatment shown to someone. But what is divine favor? What is God's favor? It's demonstrated delight. The favor of God can be described as tangible evidence that a person has the approval of the Lord on their life. In other words, we can see it. In other words, people may not even know anything about the Lord. They may not know that you're even a Christian, but they know there's something different about you because they can see it. It's the tangible evidence that God has his hand of approval on your life. Glory to God. That is a blessed place to be. Praise God. But favor, we'll talk about that for a little bit. We're talking about God's favor. Favor in the ancient Israel was always expressed through the face. The most famous blessing in the Bible is the Aaronic benediction. And it says, and this is in Numbers 6:24-26, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Oh, my God, that is blessed. That is one of the most blessed benedictions in the Bible. And when God causes his face to shine upon you and he turns towards you, that means what? You have captured the attention of God. That means you are in his thoughts. You are in his plan and you are in his favor. What is favor? In this case, favor equals blessing. So twice in this verses, we see the word face, F-A-C-E, that his face, God's face, would shine on you and that he would turn his face towards you. Now, if God turns towards you, that is favor. Say favor. Hallelujah. The favor of the Lord. The favor of God equals blessings. However way you want to bless me, Lord, bless me. Shine your face upon me. Hallelujah. And then the psalmist in Psalm 67:1-2, it says again, God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. And that word Selah means stop, pause, think about that. What did we just say? God, be merciful unto us. And we know God is merciful to us every single day. Praise God, because we know we have new mercies, not old mercies, not warmed over mercies, but brand new mercies. You and I had new mercies this morning. We have new mercies right now. So we know that is something to think about. Think about the mercies of God, and then bless us. That thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations, at the other part of that scripture, that thy way may be known upon the earth, and thy saving health among all nations. The saving health for all nations is certainly Jesus Christ. So way back then, the psalmist had a word from God, knowing that we would have this saving grace. We would have this saving health for the nation. Jesus gave the great commission to preach the gospel throughout the whole world and compel men and women to come to the Lord. He gave that. He commissioned the disciples as he sent them out two by two. He sent them out. Praise God. And that was known among all nations and is still being known today. Praise God. We're talking about walking in the favor of God. That means like getting up every day, breathing and walking and thinking and all that you do, do it in the favor or the will of God. Let's talk about another part of favor. What about Mary's favor, the mother of Jesus? And that's in Luke 1:28. The scripture says, the angel of the Lord came in unto her and said, Hail, that thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. That's what the angel told Mary. Said, blessed art thou among women. It means God Almighty has laid his hands upon your life when you're highly favored. And he is going to use you for his eternal purposes. That's what was happening in the life of Mary. It means having ongoing hope. Hope that you can overcome all the obstacles that you're facing. God's blessing upon your life does not mean that you are an overnight success without some hardship or maybe some pain. There are some things that we have to endure, and you can still have the favor on your life, but that doesn't mean that you escape all the things that you may have to endure. But remember, we don't go through by ourselves. God is always with us. He's orchestrating. He's on the scene. He's right there being able to control all that you are going through. So just because the favor of God is on your life, that don't mean that everything is peaches and ice cream. But God still is able to work it out. Praise God. So look at this. Although Mary was chosen to bring forth the Messiah, she also endured pain. We understand that. Ridiculed by her peers. She got ridiculed, you know, for being with child. And certainly she didn't know a man, but people will accuse you. People, and from her peers, accused her. Her own fiancé, Joseph, threatened to leave her. He had a mind to put her away privately, you know, before the angel of the Lord spoke to him, hallelujah, and said, don't be afraid to take Mary unto you as your wife, praise God. Also, she also endured the pain with seeing her son would be rejected and murdered. It was all in the plan of God, but yet she was highly favorite of the Lord. See, Mary's obedience and submission, it led to the only hope that the world would ever have for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Can you imagine if Mary was submissive and obedient to and say, Lord, be it unto me. However you want to bless me, be it unto me as you have said. Where would you and I be today? We wouldn't have hope. But all that Mary endured required not only obedience, but it required patience on her side and also trust in God to finish the work that he had planned through her. Think about that. She still had the favor of God. So the scripture tells us in Philippians 1 and 6 says, being confident or being sure of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So just because you're going through, don't let the enemy make you think down in the dumps and think that, oh, God doesn't love you, or you're just no good, or you just don't make it, or you're just not going to be what the scripture says you could be. Oh, no. You can have the favor of God on your life because you trust in God, because you know that all the things that you're going through, God is able to work it out for your good. So you have to believe that God is yet in control as you continue to walk in the favor of God. Think about God's favor. It's also God's overflowing kindness. That's what there's so many facets to his favor. So we have been blessed, talking about the people of God, the believers. We've been blessed by God himself with all spiritual blessings, the scripture says, in heavenly places in Christ. Turn with me to Ephesians, the first chapter. And I'm going to be reading the 3 through 6 verses. Ephesians, the first chapter, 3 through 6, and we're going to see about these spiritual blessings. Do you have it? It reads, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Is that something? He didn't say a few, one or two. He said with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You know, just think about that. Just stop right there. We don't even know the half of the spiritual blessings. We know some of them, but we don't know half of the spiritual blessings that God has already prepared for us as we walk through our Christian journey. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Blessings that the enemy can't tamper with. He can't touch because, see, what God said in the Word, it belongs to us. Whatever God has for you, it is for you. Whatever the Word said we can be, we can be it. Whatever the Word said that we will become, we will become. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 4 says, according as he hath chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He knew all about it. God knew us before we even known ourselves. Just like he said to Jeremiah, Jeremiah, I knew you. I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. He said, I knew you. All you that are listening to me tonight, God already knew us. We are already part of his plan, and just think, we have been drafted into the body of Christ. Isn't that a blessing? Hallelujah. Think about it. Verse 5 says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, the favor of his will. Hallelujah. He has grown us up and adopted us for his own purpose, through Jesus Christ, we are now the adopted children of Christ. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you belong to God, that means you have something. When you are a child of God, you are a child of the King. King's kids don't go around raggedy and poor mouthing or whatever, but King's kids can hold their head up and walk with confidence, have the confidence that you know that you are blessed with all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus, he made it possible for us to be in the family of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's talk about these spiritual blessings. It says all the good things God has given us. Number one, salvation. Salvation is a gift. God gave it to us. It said not from man, that anybody should boast. Any man could not boast about this because it's a gift from God. So salvation is a gift. The gifts of the Spirit, hallelujah, those are gifts. The power to do God's will. God said, I'll give you unto you power to tread upon scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. Hallelujah. It said, nothing by no means shall hurt you. Power to do God's will. God said, we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope you're getting this. I hope you're getting this word like I'm giving it to you tonight. Not only that, we talk about spiritual blessings, the promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ. And when God, oh, as long as he reigns and Christ reigns, he promised that we would reign with him throughout all eternity. Say to yourself, how long is eternity? We'll never get through thinking about how long is eternity. It's as long as God lives, and God lives forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. And then not only that, we should be holy and without blame, the scripture just said, before him in love. Not because someone is making you do this, not because someone is making you serve God, but of your own free will, we choose to love the Lord. Hallelujah. We know that the scripture says we are born of God because we love God. And also we love God and we keep his commandments. That's the love. That's how God knows you love him, that you're walking in obedience to him. Amen. Also in Romans 8 and 28, it says, look, we know that all things are working together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Not our purpose, but according to the purpose of God. So we're walking in favor, although there are some stumbling blocks in our way. So although sometimes the road isn't exactly smooth, but the favor of God, walking in the will of God, walking in the promises of God, the Lord knows how to work all things out. All of it is working together for our good. We may not see the good in it right then and there, but we trust God and we believe Him that God, if you allow me to go to be in this, you're going to bring me through it. Amen. Oh, yes, He will. And then Psalms 34 and 18 says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Talking about the favor of God. He's drawn to people. He's drawn to you, those that are heart has been broken and they're hurting and their spirit has been broken. My. The Lord, the scripture says, He pities those who fear Him. And I don't mean just shaking and just trembling and afraid. No, not that kind of fear. But we're talking about He has respect, or He has honor, or He has favor to those that walk in obedience to Him and that reverence Him. That's what that word means. Glory to God. So you may ask yourself, how do I get the favor of God? Or how to walk in the favor of God? See, all believers, when you walk in a humble submission to the Lord, when you walk in obedience to His word as much as you can, as you understand the word, and when you are submissive to God's will, not your will, but say, God, Your will be done in my life, and that you reverence God. That's one of the requirements. It's one of the prerequisites of having the favor of God on your life. Praise God. Proverbs 8:35 says, "For whoso findeth wisdom findeth life," or findeth favor, "and shall obtain favor of the Lord." It says that in Proverbs. Whosoever findeth wisdom, and when you read in Proverbs, it talks of several chapters about wisdom, how wisdom is even far above the finest rubies and jewels and everything. Wisdom, the Bible says, in all you're getting, get understanding and get wisdom. And when you find wisdom, hold on to it. The scripture says, bind it around your neck. Write it on the table of your heart. Wisdom will take you far. Favor will take you far. Can I stop right there and say to you that favor will take you where education and degrees and money will never get you. Hallelujah. When God says that the door is open on your behalf, I don't care who's trying to close it, they'll never be able to do it. Why? Because God's favor is working on your behalf. Glory to God. I know that's right, because I can recall, oh my goodness, about 10, 12 years ago, my last place of employment, I had gotten laid off. And after 23 years or so, I said, God, I really don't feel like sitting up straight across anybody's desk trying to get a job and trying to sell myself so they will hire me. And I actually kind of got mad about it. I don't want to do that. But I heard the Spirit said to me, be quiet, shut up, and get yourself in order. Get things lined in order. If you haven't made a resume in 23 years, learn how to do it. I heard the Spirit speaking to me. I began to get busy. I took classes how to do your resume. I took classes how to sit up in front of someone, and I learned how, as they taught me, how to soar. And I praise God for that. And let me tell you, God certainly gave me favor. And the last position that I had within those seven years that I was at Bon Secours, on the second year or so I was there, the Lord blessed me to walk in and have a position to the CEO of the company. And I tell you, there was someone else already in that position, and that someone was just kind of like proud and haughty and just like not obedient at all. But let me tell you, that person, the Lord moved that person right out the way, and God moved me in. Someone know, did I have all the degrees that they were looking for? No. But guess what? I had a degree of the favor of God on my life. And when God opens the door, if he has to move folks out the way, guess what? God will make room for you. I'll say hallelujah to that myself. Glory to God. So I'm just telling you nothing that I'm just reading it. I'm telling you something that I live and I walk through every single day. So humble, obedient, and submission to God's will, and find that wisdom and hold on to it. The Bible says it's the Father's good pleasure to give the kingdom to the children of God. Amen. See, Scripture's Matthew says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things shall be added to you, all the things that God desired to bless you with and favor with you. He tells us how to line it up, how to get our priorities in line. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things will be added. And then in Psalms, again, 37, 3-4, it says, trust in the Lord and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily, surely, without a doubt, you and I, we shall be fed. Glory to God. Not only that, he says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. I tell you, I don't know exactly who I'm preaching to this evening. Oh, if I'm just preaching to myself, that's okay too, because I can accept this word. I says, yes, Lord, delight myself in you. Praise in God. See, delight doesn't mean that you have to have all the things that you desire, or everything has to be in order, everything has to be right, just right. There may be a hard time. You might have to cry sometime. It might just be a dark season in your life. But can you delight in the Lord when you think on his goodness and his mercy and his grace? How good God is to you? Can you still delight yourself in the Lord, knowing that he will give you desires of your heart? Understand, that word said desires. So that means there's more than one desire. Praise God. I got to move on because the time is moving. Also, it says, as we talked about this about a week ago, the steps of a good man, hallelujah, are ordered by the Lord, favored by God. Hallelujah. God ordered those steps. And not only that, God, he delighteth in his way. So in closing, sing unto the Lord, as the scripture says in Psalm. Sing unto the Lord, O ye his saints, and give God thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Just thank God at the remembrance of how holy he is, how good he is, how merciful he is, how long-suffering he is toward us. Oh, my God. He says, give thanks to him. That's part of the delight. And then the next part of that scripture says, for his anger endures but for a moment, but in his favor is life. Life is in favor. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. Walking in the favor of God. Oh, there's so much more we could say, but the time does not permit it. But I think I've given you enough to know whether to, God, bring on the favor on me. God, help me to line myself up so that I will have your favor. I can walk in your will. That's what it is, walking in uprightness of heart. And then when you walk that way in God, the favor of God automatically rains down on you. Glory to God. Praise God. So we thank God for this word. And we're just going to pray now. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We just thank you for your favor tonight. We thank you, Lord, because you have called us, you have adopted us as your dear children. And Father, we praise you for all that you have provided for us. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, you have said in your word, if we being evil and we know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give good good gifts and good things to us, to those that love him and obey him. Glory to God. We thank you for this word tonight. It was rich tonight. God, we thank you, Lord, as your scripture says, this word was food to our very souls. It was health to our bones tonight. We heard your word, and God, we know that your word is not going to go out and return to you void, but it will accomplish all that you purpose it to do. We praise you for your word tonight. Father, we praise you for the people that are on this prayer line tonight. We praise you for their very life. We praise you, God. God, because you have enabled them to hear your word. You said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And Father, we praise you, and we trust that this word has fallen on ears that are hearing what the Spirit has to say. This word has fallen on a heart that is receptive to what your will is. Father, our hearts are receptive to having your favor upon our lives at all times. Father, we thank you, God, because your favor rests upon each and every one of us tonight. God, even, God, as we slumber, we sleep during the night, God, you cause the angels of the Lord to encamp around about us and keep us in all of our ways. You keep our children, Lord. You keep our loved ones, even those who are outside of the ark of safety, but God, because we believe, because we trust you, Lord, because of your love, God, God, we pray, God, that you will just bring them into the fold. God, somebody prayed for us, God, because we are here tonight. Somebody prayed because we are saved, Lord. Somebody prayed for us, God, and we thank you, Lord, for ordering our steps, Father. We thank you, Lord, for allowing your favor to rest upon us. And Father, if there's anybody on this line tonight that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, God, we ask that you would save them and deliver them. Cause them to cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your word. God, that your word, oh God, has sent out tonight. If there's any sick among us, send your word, oh God, and heal and deliver. Set them free tonight. Healing is the children's bread, Father. And God, we pray for every name that's on our prayer list. All those that says, add my name. All those that said, add this name and that name for this reason, that reason. You know us one by one. You know us collectively, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, I ask that you heal. Let your healing virtue, Father, go out in the name of Jesus and heal those that need healing. Oh God, and set free those that are bound by drug addiction and alcohol, God. Oh my God, deliver, Lord, those who are bound, God. Oh my God, have your way and set them free. God, you say, he that the Son sets free is free indeed. Father, we pray, just let your healing virtue flow here tonight, Father, even as we pray. We're all agreeing and pray, and we believe it. We believe it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask, God, that even our nation, God, we all on this line, we hold up our nation before you. Father, that you will just save people. Save, God, in the name of Jesus. You're able to save to the utmost. We know Jesus saves. Father, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, those that have ruled over us, our president and the administration, God, and oh my God, and all the Congress and the Senate, deliver these people. Set them free, God. You said all souls belong to you. And God, we lift them up before you, Father. And God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, because you're still in control, Father. We thank you, Lord, that our needs are met. All our needs are met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. It doesn't depend on what the administration says. It doesn't depend what they sign into law. God, it depends upon your word. Your word is already established, God. Your word is already final. Oh God, we stand upon your word. We stand upon your promises. God, we know that you watch over your word to perform it, God. Oh my God, not one word shall pass away, God, that won't be fulfilled. We thank you, Lord, for being under the ark of safety. God, continue to help us to learn how to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty, God. We trust you, Lord, to continue to be our refuge, continue to be our strength, God. Oh, God, in the time of trouble, Father, God, whatever the need is on this line tonight, we believe you, God, that you can meet that need, God. In the name of Jesus, we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We have the witness on the inside. We know that we have eternal life through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. We know, God, in whom we believe. We know that you started a good work in us, that you're going to finish it. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, God. We pray that all that we set our hands to do, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name, that it will be blessed. You know, God, that some of us will plant and some will come by and water, but God, you give the increase. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord, that we can pray the prayer of faith, but you, oh God, will the only one that can raise us up, God. Hallelujah. Set us on high, Lord. Set us on a spiritual high tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, renew our strength. Renew our joy. We thank you, Lord, as we come upon the Easter Sunday. God, we just thank you, Lord. Our minds go back to Calvary for what you have done, Lord. How you have been resurrected, Lord, and how you are seated, on the right hand of God the Father, how you make intercessions for us tonight, Lord. We love you, Lord. We have so much to give your name praise and glory and honor for, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those that you have given, God, to be ruled over us, God. We thank you, Lord, for every member of our churches, God. We thank you for those, God, that are teaching and preaching the word, God. Continue to bless them. Give strength, God. Help us to be that light of the world, the salt of the earth, God. Help us, God, to walk in the light. As you're in the light, we continue to have fellowship one with the other. And Father, we thank you. We ask that let your peace go out in the name of Jesus. Give comfort to those that need comfort, peace to those that need peace, that surpasses all understanding, that you will keep their hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, God. We love you tonight. God, we love you. Hallelujah. We love you, God. And we lift our hands to you tonight, and we say thank you, God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank
the Bible
you.
Says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Just before we hang up this line tonight, let everything that have breath give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah, we
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise.
You,
we give him the glory. We give him
you.
All the
Hallelujah.
Honor. It belongs
glory
to him.
God,
we thank you, Lord, that we walk in the favor of God, Lord. We walk in the protection
yes,
of the Lord.
Steps,
we walk
Lord.
In your protection
you,
tonight.
Yes,
we walk in victory tonight. This is
yes,
the victory that overcomes the world, even
yes,
our
Lord.
Faith. We bless you, Lord. We bless you tonight.
Yes,
we bless you
thank
for
you,
every
Lord.
Person
Hallelujah.
On this line. We thank you for every need that's being met. We thank you, Lord. To you be
thank
all the
you.
Glory. To
thank
you be all the honor. All
thank
the
you.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Belongs to you, Father. In Jesus' mighty, mighty, mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen,
somebody. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Amen. We thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I tell you what, I feel so much better. I'm sure somebody will feel better on this line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I praise God. Praise God for every one of you all. You are so precious. I praise the Lord for you all being on this line. Continue to be blessed. And be blessed. Oh, my God. Even through this Easter holiday, be safe. Be blessed. Thank the Lord. Praise God. We're all going to get through all this COVID and all this together by the help of the Lord. And I promise God, I believe God was going to bring us out with the victory. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. So until next week, I ask that you continue to look to the hills, which comes your help. All of our help comes from the Lord. Love on somebody. Praise God. Do something on purpose. Show love on purpose in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray for me. I'll pray for you. We're going to lift up our eyes to God and continue to give him the praise. God bless you. I love you. And Jesus loves you too. Until next week, we say God bless you and good night.
Amen.